There's been a bit of a dust-up regarding breastfeeding here in New Jersey. It all involves a woman who was breastfeeding her child at a public beach in Franklin Borough. An employee at the beach called town officials, called the police. Police showed up, so did one of the town officials. End result was that the woman was told to leave the beach. And woman in turn, Michelle Ayala, I believe that's how her last name is pronounced, A-Y-A-L-A, has filed a $1 million lawsuit against Franklin Borough, as well as Borough Administrator Allison McHose, Donna Vreeland, part-time employee of the borough, as well as the borough mayor, Nicholas Giordano. Ms. Ayala's attorney says that she has a desire to resolve this claim with as little further embarrassment to the borough of Franklin as necessary, and out of an abundance of good faith and fair dealing. Now, this, of course, has provoked a debate about public breastfeeding. One side is cheering her on. Others are saying, how dare she, and matters of decency, children being exposed to something. You get the idea with there. Well, maybe this will extinguish the debate. It's the law in New Jersey. New Jersey Statute 26-4B-4. Notwithstanding any provision of law to the contrary, a mother shall be entitled to breastfeed her baby in any location of a place of public accommodation, resort, or amusement wherein the mother is otherwise permitted. Then it goes into various fines. If someone tries to prevent a woman from breastfeeding, $25 for the first, $100 for the second, $200 for additional, and where the funds go to. But that's not where it ends, because, believe it or not, it's also legal for a woman to breastfeed at work. Now, the employer isn't obligated to pay the woman while she does that, but nevertheless, it is a legal right for a woman to breastfeed at work in New Jersey. And you want to guess who signed that into law? Well, now former Governor Chris Christie on his way out the door earlier this year.